Keith and the Girl.
Show up in blackface. Go ahead, it'll be funny.
The 74-Hour Podcast.
By the way, before we get to the next one, and you're an excellent host, by the way, FMOS.
I'm not the host, you're the host.
No, I mean that. Seriously, I love this game, and this is fun.
Hot or not? This is a fun game, right?
Dr. Burst has a hot or not.
Can I be filled in on the hot or not
sure.
game?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Okay? Simple.
I know that I've been missing out, but... Okay.
What up? This is gonna be all right. Cool.
And can I just say that it's an honor to be in the presence of FMOS and
out.
His crew.
The crew's here.
Usually,
fresh starts with the nap.
That's right. Usually, he travels with an uptight, manager type. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Usually,
hold on. Wait. What do you guys feel about his manager woman?
No comment.
She's great.
Well, you guys got jokes. Kim always makes jokes. They invite me to stuff, and they're like, "Is your manager gonna come with you?" Like, she's my tail, and I'm like, "Yo, what's the deal?"
You know what FMOS just did? What chicks do in a club? Like, okay, so we're hitting off. You want to go back to my place? Hey, you got jokes. I'll take another drink.
I got jokes, bitch.
But
usually she's sitting on the couch writing down every word we say, so that she can calculate whether he's allowed to play next time or not. It's a little nerve wracking, but I think she's doing right, because she's like, better not step out of line. This is FMOS, and we're like, this is FMOS. We're just like, ah. And we wouldn't understand who FMOS was unless. She came with him.
I do have to say. I did find
do
this funny.
Do you have to stay still?
I have to. I have to say that I go, like, do you want to be on two? Here's the mic. Just be close to it. I know. I've been on Hot 97. And then we could not keep her face in the mic. I don't know what they do at Hot 97. I just want to say I found that interesting.
Yeah, because she...
Wait a minute. Do you mean Shot 97?
Yeah, it is Shot 97. That is definitely Shot 97.
Okay, so here it was.
We got to break down Hot or Not for them to... Hot or Not is simple. We just throwing out ideas, and we're just talking about whether or not we think it's hot or not. Super simple. Yeah,
that's it.
The online chat people are hitting us up, hot or not. We're just going through them. The last one was legalizing prostitution. Is that hot or not, Kimda?
I think that's so hot.
It's hot?
Absolutely. I should be able to do anything I want
sweet.
With my body.
That's sweet.
In fact, I don't understand.
Then I should be able to, too, then. Can I?
Whoa, easy.
Whoa,
can I do?
Hey.
Whoa. Can I do whatever I want? No, can I be like a male prostitute somewhere?
I don't see why not.
Nobody talks. We didn't talk about that part.
Would women pay for that?
Would women? That's a question.
I think they would.
Would women pay for male prostitution? Would women pay for male prostitution?
They do.
They would pay less for male prostitution, but they would pay. Because there are women that haven't been touched in a really long time.
Yeah.
And just need to, like, release.
They're just lazy.
Like old milfs.
There's a bunch of guys out there that would.
They're lazy because maybe they're not exercising.
They're lazy because there's a million guys that would touch... anything.
No.
No.
There's old ladies that they have some kind of level of discretion, and they don't want just anybody on the street. So that old MILF would then hit me up on myspace.com/FMOS and send me a comment and say, hey, look, I'm an older, cute-looking MILF.
All right.
I would love to... prostitute with you, and they would send me $50 via PayPal.
$50.
Yeah, $50. Okay. I gotta create my market first. See, you don't know anything about this prostitution game. See, I gotta create what we call a sex base. Okay,
okay.
It's not a fan base.
Okay.
It's a sex base. Okay. I start out.
Wait,
I get
but
a
you
sex
really
base.
Think this is gonna happen on MySpace, or are they gonna have like sex base?
They may, and I want in. I want 2%.
There's got to be something already.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dude,
no,
somebody's
going
to reserve that thing right now. Keith, I know you're probably doing that shit right now.
I bet like, they have
he's
it.
Getting
I
the,
bet
he's
they
getting
have
the domain name right now.
No, but I think what's going to happen is you're going to start on MySpace. You're going to start the revolution, get your name out, and then have F-Space.
Wow.
Whoa. I'd be like Tila Tequila.
That
like
implant.
Ashiga. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, because...
starts with the F.
Yo. Fucking starts with an F.
All right. Let's
fellatio starts with an F.
Fellatio starts with an F. All right, cool. Here's a question. It's not so much a hot or not, but it's what's your preference kind of hot or not? Beer versus liquor. In the get fucked up environment.
For the record,
what
though,
is hotter or not?
I'm sorry to cut you off. For the record, F space and sex space are both taken.
What?
By me. Pay up. No, they are both taken by somebody else.
I know you just did that shit, Keith. I know your MO. I listen to the show.
All right, so I'm sorry. Beer or liquor?
Beer versus liquor.
To answer this question, I have to think that one of them would not exist anymore. Therefore, I will take liquor because there are many different types of it.
You think that, you think that liquor would crush beer?
Yeah, if like I would like to make different flavors throughout throughout my existence and have rum hair and vodka hair.
Okay.
Or I only get beer. Well, the beer I like is only basically the same, which isn't bad. I haven't gotten sick of it yet, and I've been enjoying it for quite some time. But I only get one. I'd like the different, like, you go to a bar and you're like, I don't know, I'll take the motherfucker, and it's a whole new thing you never had. I don't get that out of beer. It's kind of exciting. If I, as much as I love beer, and I will not say not to beer, but I will say hot to liquor.
Hot to liquor. Kemda, what do you think?
I think it's funny that he just ordered the motherfucker, where really when we're at restaurants...
How dare you? Shush. Let's go around
yeah,
the room.
No, no, no. Speak the truth. Speak the truth, please.
Akon, your turn.
Speak the truth.
Meanwhile, like, he'll pick the most butterfly... Like, he's like the butterfly concoction of the Tucson bird. And it's like,
you get like,
well,
the girly whirly drink?
It doesn't matter. It could,
I will enjoy...
It could be the motherfucker. But if the motherfucker is not there, and there's another drink that's the ghost face killer, or the I don't know, the Milton Berle, like, yeah, list of up your ass, I don't know, whatever, like, whatever sounds, why if can't I make up a cool name for a drink right now, whatever the weirdest name, like, I'm never gonna hear this again, he'll be tricked by, let me just tell you, he'll be tricked.
Oh, she's going in. She just moved the mic. She's going in. Go ahead, go
fuck this show,
go. Keep that up.
He'll be tricked by a lot of things, like, we'll be traveling, right, maybe it's a 4-hour drive, 2 hours in, he'll get hungry and he'll be like, we'll see a big, huge bulletin sign, whatchamacallit sign, and it says, the best burgers in all this, you know, entire northern region of you know, whatever. And he goes, babe, they're saying it's the best. And I'm like, how every time are they going to get you with this fucking the best thing? You know, I think that's how we started dating. I'm like, I am the best girl on this block. Seriously. No, I'm wearing a T-shirt. It says the best. And it's just sold. So I don't really drink, but I would say liquor, just because beer cannot possibly taste good ever, ever, ever. And at least liquor has options, like Keith said.
I'm rolling with you on that. Ash, Matt,
I'm getting rolled,
Matt, beer or liquor?
If I have to choose, I say liquor.
Liquor. Matt's going with liquor.
Yeah, liquor.
I like Jameson more than I like beer.
Okay, sweet.
What about you?
That's pretty straightforward. I'm a vodka guy. I mean, I like trying different beers, and you know, it's great, and you know, it helps me pace things out, so I'm not like all drunk meeting new people somewhere. But you know, I'm a vodka guy, so that's.
It's the also cheaper beer. Generally.
It's also generally cheaper.
But then there's the very cheaper liquor. By the way, that brings me to this. Does everyone have the drinks they want? We have soda, beer, liquor. Everyone's cool.
Yeah,
we have lasagna.
Thanks, Hemda.
She's so accommodating.
Anything.
Keith was like, yeah.
Just for the record, Keith did not offer us a drink.
He was like, you guys are the black slaves? Come on up. You know, the guys are the black slaves that are going to be on the mic?
He's so racist, isn't he?
I was like, Keith, you don't remember me? He's like,
Keith passed me the bucket of ice and asked me if I wanted a piece of ice.
I said, can you bring this up for me?
Nah, Keith,
and I'll
Keith
save you my leftovers.
Nice. Keith was great. Keith was great. All right, cool. Next hot or not, my people.
Dr. Burst writing this in from Princeton, New Jersey. While FMOS from Heron Again is reading the video chat, I'm looking at feedback. KeithandTheGirl.com/feedback. And he rates, I'm going to reword it so it's a hot or not. Affirmative action. What do you think? He says, I've been thinking about it, and I think I would feel guilty if I got into a school ranked in the top 100 because I know I would be admitted only because of my race. I'm going to guess that's black. What do you guys think?
I think this is controversial.
I like this one. I can tell you, from my standpoint, I think affirmative action is hot. I think that...
I know that's the title of the game, but wouldn't that be funny? That's your debate.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, I'm on the Great Debaters with Denzel Washington. Like, I think affirmative action is hot. Yeah. Let me
kick
tell you guys
shit.
What. I mean, I've had a lot of opportunities, and I would say a good portion of them have been because of, you know, what I've done in school. You know, I was a class clown growing up, but I was like a straight A student all the way through school. Went to college and Fordham University in the Bronx, and you know, I think
made balloons at Fordham University in the Bronx one time.
What'd you say?
I made balloons at Fordham.
You made balloons?
Yeah,
it's a great campus, right?
Oh, they really nice. Like to treat the kids over there.
It's really cool.
Balloon at like dogs, swords. Yeah, it was good. It was good times. Yeah, it was Parents' Day.
Parents Day.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I had some great opportunities through the fact that, you know, somebody was like, look, you know, we need to give this student a chance and see if he can expand his learning, expand his opportunity base. And that's really what affirmative action is about to me, is expanding your opportunity base. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that people like me, when I was growing up in Harlem, you know, my access to the networks that would make me successful was extremely limited. And I think that that's where affirmative action helps out, because when I go and take my resume down to an investment banking firm in the city downtown and I'm trying to get a job, you know, I don't have that networking base that will make it a warm call where they're like, oh, yeah, we heard of you already. Yeah, this is great. You know, we'll definitely hire you because you're such and such cousin or such and such nephew. We'll hire you for the summer. But for somebody to say, hey, you know, we like your energy, we like your vibe, we're willing to take a shot on you, you seem like a really smart kid.
But that doesn't sound like affirmative action, you know, to me. It sounds like you went by the rules and did what you needed to do, and then went up to the top, and then you were at the top, and people want the
top. But see, that's what people think, but that's not necessarily the truth. Because, like, let's say, for example, let's say law firms, right? Law firms in New York, I don't know if you guys know, they take, you know, law firms in general in America, they take only the best of the best kids from the best of the best schools first. That's what they take first, right? So they start with those kids. Okay, yeah, you were magna cum laude in Harvard and blah, blah, blah. We'll take you and we'll take you and we'll take you. So now you have me. I'm coming from Fordham University. I mean, I have all the creds. I graduated. I'm official. You know, are they going to hire me? Maybe not, because
I'm not going to law school yet.
No, I'm saying, if I went to law school, I went to Fordham Law. Now, I got all the, you know, I got all the same creds, but I don't have the same juice. I didn't go to Harvard. I went to Fordham. You know what I mean? And I don't have the same networks. I wasn't in this quote unquote club. You know, I was just kind of like making my way on my own. And I was going back home to Harlem after school, where this guy was going to the Harvard, you know, law group. And he's built a network. He's built an opportunity base. So when he graduates from school, his opportunity base, 9 times out of 10, is bigger than mine. And that's where affirmative action comes in. See, people think affirmative action is, let's give the dummy a job.
Right.
It's not, let's give the dummy a job. It's, let's give the qualified person, who may be a minority, let's give him a shot.
A shot, yeah.
Let's give him an opportunity. Let's see what he can do. There's something about him. Excuse me, guys. It's something about him that we feel like we should be able to take a chance on, because we think he's qualified to do the gig. And not because my colleague for 20 years called me up and said so, because we all go to the same golf club, but because this kid came in and he had all the stats that looked like he was a super smart kid. That's helped me a lot in my life. I've had academic scholarships, basketball scholarships, you name it. I mean, I went to school for free. I didn't pay to go to school.
Is affirmative action because black people have less options than white people, or because of slavery and this is our way of giving back?
I think that we're so far away from slavery for people to even say that that's a concept. Wait, hold on. She wants to say something. Is she on the microphone? Go.
Yeah.
She's on the mic. She wants to say something.
She's still used to school. She just graduated.
She had her hands up.
She
just graduated.
Yeah.
She has something to say.
What I was going to say is that, like, I don't know, I guess my story is similar to yours. Like, I went to school in the Bronx, and I go to Sarah Lawrence College now.
Oh, Sarah Lawrence. Yeah.
Closer to the mic.
I got, like, full, like, academic scholarships to, like, NYU and Brandeis and Sarah Lawrence and all these schools, because I was a good student, but I didn't have a lot of money, and probably because I'm Latina as well or whatever. But I don't think it's necessarily because of, like, ethnicity now so much as it is socioeconomic status.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, like, the way that they judge people now for colleges, it's like, okay, this person excelled in this environment in spite of this environment. And so I think for me, it was a lot easier to get in certain schools because of my status, and not necessarily, and like for a white kid who's from a middle class school, because it is known that they have all of these opportunities, that it may be harder for them to get into the same school as me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's something that should go into the fact of whether or not a student is admitted to any school or given any opportunity. It's like you take qualifications, you multiply that by talent base, and then you multiply that by, like, experience and, like, adversity and obstacles. Like, that should go into how you determine who's good for the gig. If you ask me, I mean, you know, I'm not
Can
the person at the time.
Can you please run for president?
Who, me?
Like,
no, Barack Obama's doing that.
Barack! I was just going to say, after Obama.
He's got that spot sewn up a little
Barack
bit.
After Barack Obama is our new president, do you think affirmative action is still relevant?
Absolutely.
I think it is. Yep. I think it is. I think that any talented person of color in some way, shape, or form has benefited from affirmative action. And because of that, I think that people should look at it and say that this is a concept that people should consider successful. I don't, you know, Is it detrimental? Does it have its down points? Absolutely. What doesn't have its down points? But when people say, like somebody said on the chat just now, I was reading, they were saying it's against natural selection. But this socioeconomic culture in America is against natural selection. And it really is detrimental to a lot of people who socially, they don't have the opportunity base. And economically, they definitely don't have the opportunity base. My mom basically told me, look, you know, she doesn't call me Most, but I won't tell you guys my real name
Most
until later on when I have a couple of drinks. basically, she basically said to me, look, you know, you have an option. Like, you're not going to school. I can't pay for you to go to school, basically. So you got to make it happen for yourself. And so that's what I did. So, you know, I'm for affirmative action.
But like,
I think it's hot. That shit is hot. That shit got me through college. And the guy who paid for my college education, just so you guys know, his name is John McCullum. He is a day trader who is super rich, 72-year-old man. He has a summer home in Florida. He sponsored me, yeah.
Shout out to him.
And basically said, look, you know, I just want a talented. He went to the same high school I went to. I went to this Catholic high school in the city.
Did you approach him? How did you?
No, my guidance counselor. I had a great relationship with her. And she basically was like, you know, this is a great opportunity, Most. You know, you should do it. And, you know.
What were you like in high school that you had a great relationship with your guidance counselor?
Oh, just social.
That's not something
I was just social.
Somebody...
I was just social. I think just being social and just being open to people in general and not being like, just being open to everybody.
This is something that Matt was talking about with me the other day, is that they're changing tests, right? I'm afraid I'm not going to describe it well. So you remember this conversation,
this is
right?
The thing that actually Spooky and I go back and forth about a lot. And what that is that... like, when they are in public education, like, the ultimate result of this is, and hopefully Obama, when he is president, one of the big things that he's about is changing the public education system. And one of the things is doing a national teacher certification as opposed to doing No Child Left Behind, which is actually detrimental to most schools, especially those in New York State. Right. But the big thing with that is that when you learn in a school, and I was explaining this to Hemda, memorization and regurgitation, especially using a standardized test, is far less useful than the ability to even bullshit on a paper, because it's a social construction. And really, most of life and most of the skills you need in life have to do with your social understanding of how to interact with everybody and how to move in a social environment. And Spooky and I go back and forth about it, because Spooky's always concerned about his gene pool, and he's always concerned about his IQ and all these other things, which is great. And it's always funny to talk to him about this. But really, like, the measurement of true success in any person's life generally comes about through the way that they maneuver socially. It has far less to do with what they're, you know, doing in a lab, and even then, it's a social thing.
Well, when you're when you're living in a lab, can randomly discuss with anybody things that of their interest, and not just, you know, things of the like. If I just meet anybody, and I can talk about the stuff that they're interested in, instead of just the stuff that I'm working on and I'm interested. That definitely catches a person's eye more than here's my SAT scores or what is, because at this point, you know, at Potato's point in her life, it's like, oh, what'd you get on the SATs? What's your GPA? 10 years later, we'll ask you as a goof, what'd you get on your SATs? But we'll ask you, you know, we'll see who your friends are, and we'll see who you're socializing with, and what did you try for, and what did you miss for, and what did you not take the opportunity to do? And that's and as an artist, I think it's difficult, because it's not like, here's what you do, here's the results, here's who you talk to. It's like everything that you do is somehow, it goes back to your art, because everything that you do has to be, because there is no avenue and there is no road. So every road that you take leads to whatever, wherever you're going.
Yeah. That's a great point.
We're so deep.
Yeah.
Huh?
Dirtface on the chat, he said,
and I love I'm going to quote Dirtface.
Yeah, I'm going to quote Dirtface. He's saying he finds it difficult to buy that he knows more people because he's white. And, you know, I think that's sometimes the feeling that people get when, you know, we talk about affirmative action, and the reality, it's not really saying that. And, you know, Potato kind of alluded to what we were saying, is it's socioeconomic. So please, you know, if you're listening and you're white and you're not black, then that it has nothing to do really with color. I mean, it's just the fact that I'm black, and, you know, I'm talking about it from a African-American standpoint, but it's really more socioeconomic. And it's just really more so about opportunities.
But are they going with socioeconomic, or are they going with color and race?
Believe it or not, for the most part, it's more socioeconomic now than it was in the 60s and the 70s. And you know what? And you really need to read a newspaper. you know, watch the news or pick up a history book to understand that what's going on now is different than what's going on in the 60s, 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. So affirmative action adjusts, just like everything else in society adjusts. You can't, don't sit here and feel like, oh, what I'm saying is that affirmative action is the same as it was in the 60s and the 70s. It's completely different. Those people were given opportunities where there was none, zero opportunity. There was no opportunity for them because of some kind of social constraint. The game has changed quite a bit, and I think that it's more socioeconomic now.
Do you date outside of your race?
Do I date outside of my race? Absolutely.
Do you ever get shit for it?
Do I ever get shit from it? From who? Friends?
Anybody.
White. My mom?
Your mom? Friends?
No, I don't get shit from
people walking down the street?
No, absolutely not. No. And I like who I like. And you know, if you guys don't get that vibe from me in terms of how I'm social with anybody, it's just really just about exposing you. I mean, I'm from New York City, so I mean, I've been exposed to everything, and I just, you know, I date beautiful women that I think have great personalities, and that's it. Like, I don't get caught up in that. And if you're getting caught up in that in 2008, you have to really examine yourself. Like, that's not hot. Like, you know what I mean? That's not hot. Like, you got to examine yourself if you're getting caught up in those kind of constraints, really and truly. I mean, because, you know, right now you're listening to me, and if you're just listening right now, like, I'm a hip-hop artist. Like, I do rap music. So whatever box you put rap artists in, you probably can tell by now I'm not in that box. So you may need to start rethinking what you think our genre of music is. You know, there's diversity in everything. And, you know, that's why I think that affirmative action is dope, because it's giving somebody who really has that shit with them a chance. And I had that shit with me, and they gave me the job, and I made it happen for myself. and if you want to write me in for president, no, I'm too young. I'm too young for president.
Listen, I don't like filling out forms, but if
I go in the Senate.
Yourself,
I'm
going
to go for the Senate. No, I'm just...
pull a lever.
All right, that's getting too heavy. Let's go to the next hot
In other night. Words, people need to recognize.
People need to use their brain. People need to use a brain about their brain. That's not even a hot or not thing. Right. You know? Right. But if some people do think it's not hot, I can definitely see why people would think that's not hot. Totally, I can totally see it. Ash, do you want to talk about the doorman, the $5 million doorman?
We can talk about it, man. It's a doorman in Brooklyn who been playing lotto for the last 30 years, and he finally won $5 million, and he said he is not going to quit his job.
Amazing.
He is going to work as a doorman with $5 million. Hot or not,
okay,
who will continue?
Please,
Let's see what people say about that.
I would love it.
Please.
Wait, keep this going. What do you think?
Hot or not?
Okay. This is the biggest thing for me, because I understand what a job means to someone, what waking up with a purpose means to someone. But I think it's so narrow-minded of what you can now do. Right. You don't have to be a doorman in order to have a place to go every day, in order to see people, in order for people to appreciate you. Yep. You can now open any book that you like and go, here's now where I can go and where it can be, because now I've just given myself the opportunity after 30 years and probably $1 million into the system.
Right.
I've afforded myself a way to communicate with other people in other ways other than opening the door for them.
Absolutely.
I just think that this is a person who's so used to, this is as far as I can go.
Right. Yeah.
That even with $5 million, this is as far as he can go, because he thinks without this, there's no purpose.
Yeah.
But and I get it. I get, like, good morning, such and such. Yeah. Somebody knows my name.
Right.
I know who's coming in. Right. They expect me to be there. I need to be there. Yeah. They want me to
be there.
It's
not a shit job to him. It's not a shit job.
It's not a shit
job.
All of a sudden, there's nothing so cool about the Christmas tip. Go fuck yourself.
Right? Depending on where he works in Brooklyn, it might be a very lucrative job.
Shove this up your ass.
Yeah, I'm not shitting on the integrity of keeping a job and having a job, even though you're rich and everything.
Right.
I'm more like, it's the awareness of, like, it's not really so much coming from integrity as it is coming from, this is all I know, and fear, and stunting of a growth, and not admitting that there's other places. Just stopping right there.
Right.
And this is where it is.
Yeah. However, if he has anything to do with security, I don't know that I want my security guard to be a millionaire.
That's true. I guess I quit then. Yeah. Fuck me.
So I'm gonna say not hot because of that. I'm gonna say not hot because of the psychology behind it.
Right. Sorry. And it doesn't necessarily mean, just because you have $5 million doesn't mean that you can't do what you like. You don't have to continue to be a doorman.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sit on your ass and have $5 million and don't do anything. Mm-hmm. But do what you would have did if you didn't need money.
Yeah.
You know. So I think it's not hot.
Craving, because everyone craves it. If you're craving needing to be somewhere. I don't know. Start cooking for some people. Maybe like you've always wanted everybody to taste your fish that you make all the time. Like now, I don't know, have this the greatest cookout ever and raise money for whatever it is, you know. But that's overwhelming. That's bigger than this whole life of opening a door for someone.
Yeah, yeah,
Definitely through college.
Right? Yeah, put me through college, for real. So, Ash, what would you do for him money-wise? If you got this guy, he's a doorman, he's probably making...
Oh, explain. Yeah, your friend... Friend invests and helps people with their money. Yeah.
Right, right. So absolutely. Money absolutely.
That's what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would definitely make sure that he puts some away. Don't blow all the money because that's 9 times out of 10, that's what he's going to do. He's going to, you know, not this doorman, you know, because it seems like if he's going to continue to work as a doorman, it seems like he's going to keep his money for a long time. So
I'm going to borrow some.
The government also?
Some of the tax, yeah.
I mean, they're going to eat it up. Yeah, it's going at least half. That's half.
45% goes to the government.
He's done.
So the other 2. Whatever.
5 million he never had before anyway.
Right,
so
right.
What the hell
he has to be able to invest it to make sure that, you know, he spends the rest of his life comfortably.
Yeah, on dividends.
So, you know, definitely putting in
that's
something.
So weird,
because
I would have put it all in black. Really would have, like, yeah, 5 minutes.
Keith, would you
10 million?
Keith, would you quit? Would you quit your job?
Would I quit? Sure, but
I don't think he would. I don't think.
Would
he would.
I don't think he would.
Oh,
either.
Would I quit this job? I thought you meant doorman.
Oh no,
because I was one.
Oh, as a doorman, you would have quit.
They can go fuck themselves. Yes,
absolutely.
I don't.
They stand there. Ahem. Like, I'm gonna be late for work. I'm like, you're gonna be late for work.
If I don't,
because somehow, yeah, then open it and chastise me later. You're in a hurry now. Nah, you'll never learn then. Ahem.
I don't think that Keith would quit this job, and I don't think that I would either, because it's such an outlet of expression and an outlet of everything. He wasn't getting paid, and you know, if you weren't getting paid, you'd still have to let out some sort of music somewhere.
Absolutely.
If music was not and could not and will not be ever getting paid for, you would not
stop
making music.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that you're not in it for money, because you are, because it's great to do something that you really love for a living, and that's
make a living off of it.
And that's a goal, so this way you get the best of everything. Mm-hmm. But
I love doing stand up, but or the idea of it, but I don't like repeating jokes, but I'd want to do it every day, so that's why I really only do it once a year and make a DVD out of it. But this is perfect. That's what this radio show is. Mm-hmm. and that's why that's so much fun. So no, I wouldn't want to give it up. Maybe we take more vacations. I don't know. But I know.
Yes,
who,
we would.
I know who I'd want to hire in my head right now. I know who I'd want to do different jobs and be able to pay them to really do shit. You know, mm-hmm. I know what I want Jeremy to do for the show. I know what I want B. Jason to do. I know what Matt, if he has time, what I'd like to pay him to do. You know, it'd be a whole new level. It'd be exciting. My problem is I'd have to be careful not to be too generous. It might be a stupid problem. You know, you can see how MC Hammer lost everything, as dumb as it is.
Right.
It's retarded. You know what, though? I would probably just, the place I would be the doorman, I would probably just make the doors, like, made out of gold. Then I make them, like, automatic doors, like, so I wouldn't have to open it. And I would, like, hire somebody to be the doorman while I just stood there, like what's up?
Yeah. You did not get that advice from
that
me.
That would be sick.
He thought of that himself.
No,
that's
everybody
the definition
comes in,
of hot.
Yeah, what's up?
That's not a financial advice.
They're like, you don't work here anymore? Yeah, I work here. This is me.
Yeah. How you doing?
Me, Jorge. He's taking care of that. Jorge, hit the automatic handicap button, and it's just like, open the gold doors, open like, that's hot.
I hired him.
I say every time the doors open, F Mo.
Fresh. You don't work here anymore, Mo's?
Yeah, I'm working.
You don't see me working? I'm working.
It'd be like a weird, like, constant changing ringtone.
He got Star Trek doors. Shh, shh.
Oh,
but instead it goes fresh.
You keep your salary and pay that guy.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I would pay that guy my salary.
Oh,
I would pay him my salary
that you would normally get,
and I just hang out.
Yeah,
sweet.
And you explain that super affirmative action.
Super. Yeah, like.
but most, how long
give
would
you
your 5 million last though?
I don't know. You would be managing my money, so it better last.
And I
wasn't thinking about that part.
And I would tell you not to invest in some gold doors.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad idea.
How much can that cost? $60,000.
Not hot. And I would say to keep your salary, too.
I can't pay other guy?
No.
Affirmative action. I got to give him a chance.
That's it.
You need to be a little away from your mic. You're getting passionate.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Did you want to answer this hot or not question?
Oh, no.
No? Is he the quiet one intern. And I keep going, oh, I'm
no,
taking this
No, Youngin is the he's quiet. Intern.
Young.
He's quiet.
Intern?
He's my intern.
Young. Yes. The youngest in charge. The okay. youngest in charge.
Okay. Okay
I said
on.
To him,
he's
when I
first... He's 19. He's, you know, he's
You're 19?
Super talented.
Oh, you yes. shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah, he's super
How
talented.
How cute are you? I thought you were an adult.
I thought you were an adult.
When I heard that he's an intern, I asked FMOS, I go, is he a big taskmaster? He's like, yeah, he's a good guy. Like, okay. I got a dictionary, but okay.
But no, he's good. He's an artist, too. He does music also. He's a really talented kid.
So what do you want to do when you grow up?
Be an artist.
It
would be like
FMOS.
Are you? Okay. Are you? Do you want to be a rapper? Are you? You're into music?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm also into music, you know. Just learning a lot from FMOS, you know.
Wait, what? Yo, Youngin, what's your MySpace page so people can leave you young intern comments? Oh, you're so cuddly.
Did you make up the name Youngin?
Yeah.
Is that going to be your rapping name?
Yeah, it will.
All right. I like it.
No, it's cool. I mean, I think it can catch the fans, you know what
I'm
saying?
So what do you say when they say, holla back, Youngin?
You say, woo-woo.
We talk about that song all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Seriously though, do you have music on your MySpace? Because people are gonna want to hear it.
It's actually MySpace/itsYoungin. So I mean, I could go check
spell
it out.
Spell Youngin.
Spell Youngin.
Youngin.
It's Ebonics. So it's Young and an
test. Youngin. You know it spells Youngin.
I'm gonna type it. I'm gonna type it for the live chat people. All
right.
Youngin.
I'll say. Could you freestyle something for us?
I mean, I should be acting most right now, but I
don't it's know. Not offensive to him. It's not offensive to give him an opening act. No, it's not offensive.
It ain't nothing. I'll do a little something for y'all.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Can you do it to guitar?
You want me to do I got a guitar.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to flip something?
Great.
Yeah. Oh, we're going acoustic. This
we
is hot.
We can work something out. I mean,
Keith, you asked it wrong. You have to say, do you want to flip something?
Well, hold on. I'm sorry. Do you want to flip something?
The chat people want to know what they want to see the rest of the people.
Oh, turn the
is
camera.
Is the camera?
There you go.
Oh, this is
Can
camera.
They see him?
Youngin was good. I mean, I'm here. Most.
I think that's
yeah,
the
baby. Keith, you want to turn
Ash?
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Saying it's a little dark.
Youngin, are you seeing anyone?
Oh, no.
No.
Yo, Youngin, what's the
spotlight?
Youngin is myspace.com/youngin, right?
Yeah, or, it's
or youngin. Is it It's Youngin?
It's Youngin.
It's Youngin. Oh, ITS.
YOUNGN.
Okay, let me reach out.
You gotta do better at that when people ask you.
Yeah, you gotta make
okay,
sure
this,
you don't
this is a major,
that,
major thing, okay? That you
we
just mumbled through the most important part of what this is, and that's spelling out your name.
Yeah.
Right, FMOS?
It's very important.
Very important,
super
because
important.
Why bother saying your name unless people can follow it to the link?
That's it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. School them, Kevin. Go.
Let's go. Let's do it.
School them, please. That's what he's here for.
You know what it is? Like, I did that up until like 2 years ago, and I'm 32. So, like, what a waste of a... Because we have all these things that you see around that we were selling. We started by selling, like, one or two things. And we'd be like, and go to our store. Keep the girl on the store. Anyway, so in the news today, because it was just so awkward. And it's like, well, people want to know, and they blah, blah, blah. And now I'm treating you like you're 19. Okay, here we go. Youngin.
He's here for the learning experience, man. That's so great. Thank you for that advice.
All right, so he's going to set it up. He'll do a little freestyle while Matt sets it up.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so can we go to the next hot or not? And this one, I don't know, man. This is real controversial in my opinion because it's great, but then it's not so great at the same time. I mean, it's not it's not controversial like affirmative action. The Nintendo Wii.
Hot or not,
bro.
Controversial.
Talk to me, people.
Okay, here's
hot or not, bro.
Is this controversial?
Your fat ass won't go to the park, but you're going to get the Wii Fit, though? Like, come on, bro. Like, what's the deal?
Okay, here's what I think.
Hot or not.
You're making a mistake as a host right now. You're really influencing your guests. Now I feel like I'm a fat fuck if I say I'm into it.
No. You know what's so crazy? I'm going to say I think Nintendo Wii is hot.
I enjoy...
I'm just putting a spin on it.
Oh, very good. I apologize. I enjoy tennis very much. And
I
my
love
friend
it.
Adam has a Metroid. It's kind of like Halo, but you're moving your hands around. You're still sitting down, but you're moving your hands around. That seemed very fun.
Yeah.
I say hot, like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Hot, why not?
Hot, why not? That's a good one. Ash,
I'm going. It's hot all the way. It's hot
all the way.
It's hot.
Nintendo Wii.
Instead of having people sitting down... not, you know, playing games all day. They can get, you know, get fit.
Get in.
It's motivating people. Yeah.
You know, do some things. Yeah.
It's good. And it brings people together, too. That's why I like it.
Yeah,
you say about this is the exercise for fat asses, but they wouldn't be doing anything else.
I was joking.
I know, but seriously, they wouldn't be, like, people do like to pick on that, and they wouldn't be doing anything else.
Right. So you trick them. You trick them into.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, am I going to do the Wii or join Ultimate Fighting? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You take them, you give them what they can.
I got to say, I can't get into it so much where I'm like, oh my God, I wish I had the Wii. I don't care if I never play a Wii again in my life. At the same time, when I go to my friend's house and they pull out the Wii, I'm not like, oh, lame.
Right.
You know, but I do prefer going outside. I do think it's still a video game. You're not learning tennis. You are not really bowling.
No.
That's controversial. I played this game. Dude, this thing is real.
I get a 30 in bowling, and I got 100 at Wii Bowling.
I mean, I was boxing this girl I was dating, and we had like a little spat before we got on this game. I really
knocked
let her have it.
Out.
I knocked her the fuck out. And I was like a little sore after. I was like, hold on, you know? I think it brings Matt's messing up the audio.
You're ruining my whole show.
No, Matt set up the guitar.
I think we should give him a
headphones. I think the Wii is dope because it brings, you know, I agree with what you're saying, Kemna, but what I'm saying is the group part of it. Like, let's say if a whole group in here right now, we're not doing anything, and we can, like, get on the Wii and have fun, and it creates, like, a good, like, group dynamic, and everybody can have fun.
I agree. That's
like,
why I'm not taking
able,
away
I was,
from that.
Yeah, like, I was able to play Wii with, like, my dad, who would never go to the park. But we sat and like bowled and we played tennis. It was kind of cool.
I totally get it, and I'm not shitting on it. But you can faster get me to hang out with you by going, hey, it's a gorgeous day out, whatever. Or even, hey, Planet Thai is open and they're serving your dish.
Yeah. Or even, than, how hey, about you just Wii. Treat me like a lady and then do the dishes?
I'm so easy. Let's go back to the whore question.
Now, come on. You can't say it's not real bowling when you're bowling down 2,000 pins at once. Come on.
Yo, that one is
crazy. That part's
crazy,
fun, yeah.
Yo. Yeah, so get up on the Wii is dope. I think it's great, man. It's hot. It's definitely hot.
But you really got a stinking F-most. Mm-hmm. That last one was hard.
That's it. That was very controversial.
That was controversial, right?
Because
I thought we were going to go the physical aspect of it. So people don't really think about it so much like that.
No, I understand. Like, you're confusing yourself if you really think you're exercising. Is it better than anything? Yeah, I guess. Everything's better than anything. But like,
you got older people exercising that wouldn't really get up and go out, you know?
Right. But people do go, like, I work out. Yeah, and you know what? You lose 5,000 calories having sex. But look around. Everybody's fucking. There's a lot of fat fucks.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Those fat fucks are not necessarily
when
fucking.
When there's sex game for Wii, that's when I'm going to say it's not hot. That shit is going to be whack.
You're like simulating in front of the TV.
Yeah, like a simulated sex. Don't
right
get
next to your girlfriend.
That's where this shit is headed, though. That's where this shit is headed, though. The virtual, like, sex. You know when you see those movies and they have like that thing and it's like simulated sex and they have the things on their head or whatever? That's not hot. I'm going to say that now. That's not hot.
Preemptive, not hot.
No, that's preemptive.
But you know what? I'll tell you what, though. I've seen videos where the girl's sucking a dude's dick and you don't see the rest of the dude. So you're pretending you're the dude. I get into that.
Yeah, but you're a freak.
But no, but that's
is that
not
so freaky?
No, that's not the same as like you put on some fucking mask on your head and it's like making you feel like you're having sex.
I don't know. Nobody's looking at me. Who gives a shit? I'm on the bed. My head's fucking hanging off the edge because it feels better.
Oh,
I scream like a retard with lotion.
I was talking about if it was a room full of people, I guess. What's Keith doing over there?
Playing
that Wii sex game.
I'm going to take a Keith and the girl break.
It's fucking hilarious. Hold on. Youngin, do you mind getting me something to drink, please? Before you rock the mic.
Now I get it. Orange, you know what? Already worth it. Already paid.
No, he does. He's way more valuable than getting me something to drink. He's the bomb.
Do you spit in the shit ever?
The what?
Oh, good call. Ignore it. Good call.
Oh, he's good at ignoring stuff.
He does good, but he's good
quality
at stuff.
You were like, you know, it's most of Taskmaster. He's like, hey, he's a great guy. He's excellent. I love his styles. So cool.
All right, are you doing okay over there, Matt?
It'll take me a couple seconds.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next hot or not or whatever you got.
Cool. I got another hot. This one, I don't know how you guys are gonna feel about this one, but it's definitely something that has engulfed society. Text messaging, hot or not?
Hot.
Text messaging.
Hot.
I'm going not. I'm
just going
with
crazy
this one.
With the hots. Oh my God, the chat. What is people saying on the feedback about this? Are they
hot? They're saying hot.
Yo, honestly. They're going crazy.
I'm going
on the,
not. I'm
the
going
chat.
Not with text messages.
Hot. Really?
I'm going not.
Why?
Text messaging is making our society less social.
Yo, I'm going to say something about, before I say hot or not, mm-hmm. Yo, text messaging is really, really damaging communication in society.
I agree.
Me and my boy Ash, you've had this conversation. It has helped, but I think it has hurt a lot more.
But so has the internet then.
Absolutely.
We're talking to a screen right now.
Right.
You just got 500 responses.
But these are 500 people that I would have never known.
You know what I mean? Let me say this.
So it's so dope that now I'm getting to know them.
I'm on to FMOS. He's tricking me, and he thinks it's hot. And I'll say this. Yes, for the exact same reasons, it is. Please, I already know.
You think I'm tricking you because I'm making these
I'm on to you.
Devil's advocate comments?
But for the exact same reason, I totally agree with you guys that, yes, it is a damaging thing. It is making people more socially retarded.
Right. Yeah.
But I do like that aspect where there aren't dudes that I have to keep in my life for business reasons, let's say. I'm not doing something weird because we're friends. But I have to talk to him. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to waste my time. Right. But a simple text messages keeps us quote-unquote friends.
Right.
I like it. I like it 100%. And at the same time, I've been a waiter where I can't call my girlfriend on the phone. But, you know, we really have to talk about something. But you're some kind of fucking animal to be a waiter. So you're never respected. So I have to go to the bathroom and text my girlfriend. And
right.
That actually came in handy because we're doing Keith and the Girl stuff. We're actually doing business stuff. But I'm schlepping food at the same time.
Yeah.
It's good business-wise. And it's good to keep fake friendships going. I like it 100%.
Don't you also think that maybe they thought about this when the phone first came out? Like everyone's just yapping on the phone. A lot of times, I don't talk on the phone anymore because if we're texting, that means you're just giving me a piece of information that I need, or I'm about to see you. Like, hey, are you there? And I'm like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And then we're talking on the phone is just, what am I talking to you
about? You
know
what it is? You know what it is? Is like, it allows you definitely to be more selective in terms of what level of conversation you're having with people.
Are we really having this conversation over a phone for what? Can't we go get coffee?
See, that's the thing is that when the people that say that they love text messaging, they always bring up the simplistic conversations. What about the more intricate conversations that get misread? Right, but they get misread in text messages. Like, oh, I hope I see you later. So now this girl that I met yesterday, who I'm totally in love with, but she just saying she hopes she sees me later so she can get my homework from me. And, you know, we're in college or whatever. And then I'm misreading it. She's saying one thing. I'm saying another thing. Shit always gets misread in emails.
Emails,
and,
too.
Right. And text messaging, it always gets misread. And that's the downfall of, you know, it's an upside and a downside to it. But that shit is bad when you misread into a text message. Or then you've had this where your friend is like, oh, what does this mean? What do you think this means? Pick up the fucking phone and have the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Or if you call them, they say, hold on, I'll call you back. And then they shoot you a check.
And you know what? Another reason why I don't like text messaging and text messaging mainly, not so much emails. It takes away from my fucking swagger. Let's talk about that shit.
You
because
need
people
more,
who got swagger and personality and that certain je ne sais quoi, that certain savoir faire, you know, people like me, we can't shine on a text message. I can't shine on that shit. I can't say dope shit on a text message.
You think there's
shit?
If you were that dope, you could.
No, it makes whack people. It levels the playing field for whack people.
You're right about that.
Because you can
You're
delete.
You're so right about that.
Because now you sound cool.
Delete.
You don't sound cool.
You can rewrite it.
You can think about it.
Yeah, you can think about it. Come on, that shit is bullshit.
It is what
and everybody,
it is. You
everybody,
got it or you don't.
Right, exactly. And people shine on text messaging because they spend a fucking hour and a half trying to figure out what they're writing.
All right.
You know, have that delete. Real swag. Have that Keith and the Girl marathon swag.
72 hours. Slash out to that. www.thekeefandthegirl.
You heard Matt
slash
and Spooky.
Donate.
Matt and Spooky and Potato.
I want my check.
And Keith talking about a whole bunch of shit. That's swagger. That shit takes personality.
72 hours.
Can I just say,
Nobody else is doing it.
It is swagger when I get an email back from FMOS saying that he's available from 7 p.m. until noon the next day. So if you want all, none, I don't want to step on you, whatever. I'm like, you got all? And he's like, I'll stay for all of it. And I'm like, he can't. I'm gonna call bullshit until noon tomorrow. is what's gonna happen tonight. That's everything that's gonna happen tonight. Is I call bullshit until tomorrow. And it's not because I don't believe you. It's because I don't know. It like, is this the only place that you're retarded? 7 p.m. to noon. That's like past 12 again. And then you have to go back to 12. He's like, All right.
Yo.
Okay. I think we have a song coming up. Whatever.
I'm fixing you. One second. I'm fixing your camera, by the way.
My camera froze.
Yeah, it's
my camera picture froze tip is looking crazy.
You
right?
hate it when it sticks on a fruity one, right?
Yeah, I look crazy just now.
In order for me to do this with guitar, I am going to need a set of headphones. Probably going to be yours, sir.
Okay,
sorry.
And I'm going to have to pass you this and let you switch
for just
me.
A moment. I'm going to have to squeeze them around you somehow, too.
Young!
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, though.
Do you want to sit?
I'm gonna probably. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. It might be easier to just do that. Watch yourself from behind you. Hold on.
Keith in the girl world. My intern Youngin has never been more nervous in his entire life.
Yeah.
He is so nervous right now. Let me tell you. let me explain to you what the process is for an MC when you tell him, no, I want you to freestyle. I want you to rap or something. Your mind is like spinning like 5,000 miles a minute. You're like, what am I gonna say? And can I say that? You know, is this hot? You know. So right now his mind is spinning. So you don't hear him talking. Because he's trying to figure out what he's going to say.
This is good.
This is a good test for him.
I like that.
I like this.
Yes!
I like to keep him nervous.
This is good. Because according to Keith's justice rules, if he does not spit this verse correctly, he's going to die.
Of course he dies.
So you guys can go ahead and send feedback, keithinthegirl.com/feedback, right? And, you know, just wish Youngin, you know, all goodbyes and best wishes. Keith just pulled out a gun. I don't know if it's real or not.
Let me just say this: as nervous as you may be, Youngin, I'll probably screw up. So don't you worry.
Matt may just fuck it up anyway.
Can we all jump in if we feel the?
If you're feeling the beat.
Oh! Let's go in. That's dope. Everybody's just gonna go in. Ash, are you gonna say something?
Yeah,
I need to
do it.
By the way, let me say this: KeithJustice.com taken. I own it.
Nice. Keith, can you turn me up a little bit?
That may be a movement.
The one I showed you.
Also, by the way, I think that after this, we need to talk about camping for a minute.
Okay. Sweet.
Because I fell on the floor and cried after you said yes.
Oh, I'm going.
I was so excited.
I'm going camping.
Okay. She's exaggerating.
I'm going camping.
Why'd you ruin it?
Sorry, I'm gonna try to find something that's a little more appropriate.
I need it in the key of awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, Snooki went home.
Yeah, we here. It's Youngin. Let's go. I'm a little energized right now.
You sound like a star, people, don't you?
Okay. Look, they might not see it, but I see it very clearly, y'all. You got a nosebleed, didn't even bring heat, dog. Talking real sweet stuff, might as well let me talk. If that can't happen off the track, I'm busting speakers. Watch me lean it deeper, keep up, follow the leader. Nita, the baddest bitch like Trina. Mm. Oh yeah, keep up or switch gears. And if they rap, they looking for a spot like musical chairs.
Whoa.
Hey. Really here, but I'm really there. Off the mind, off the grind, got the guitar on the line. Freestyling now at most. We here, fresh starts with an F, and you need the best. And we doing this on radio station with a breath. Out of breath, and I need the left. Hand right.
As you pass me the mic, y'all say oops, but this ain't an accident. The flow I've been mastering means a higher form of practicing. From Harlem, but I'm on some new sh. You came in with Sugar Hill, you still ain't douche. Ain't putting no work to say you better than. Take off that pen and pass your palm, you ain't no veteran. Say you rich, guess you got cheddar in. News flash, talk ain't action. People ain't gangsters cause they gangster rapping. I change the face of rap like a plastic surgeon. Change your face for real when the plastic's working. You're dead, I'm living. You're bored, I'm adored, that's different. You follow the leader, I make the decision. You're the rock pitcher that makes I richer. You hot fam, I'm that nigga. That you supposed to be like, but you can't be what I be cause you don't write what I write.
Most.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You're not supposed to be doing music here, people. It's lovely. Back to the guitar. Can you feel it in the air?
Beautiful guys.
Yo, Shermie said it's a scripted rap. Shermie, shoot us a topic and we'll freestyle on it.
Nice. Let me find another guitar tone and we'll
This is what I do for a living.
Yeah. You do see that a lot though, don't you?
Scripted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it is though, is because
I understand why, but they do try to fool you.
Yeah, you know what it is though. I'm gonna tell you why. Because the word freestyle has kind of gotten morphed in the hip hop community to mean what it also does mean sometimes, just so if people don't know.
Freestyle?
Yeah, freestyle. Like, you're basically like, okay, this song is hot right now. I'm going to take this hot track and I'm going to create my own interpretation of it, and I'm going to put it out for free. So it's like a freestyle. You know, it's already like a preconceived right, but it's not a song per se. It's just a rhyme. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, that's what people do.
But I think sometimes there are words that people are comfortable with, so you'll hear it in their actual songs, and then you'll hear it in their freestyle where you know certain things rhyme with other certain things. Like, it's, I think the singers do the same thing. They automatically go to this note naturally. So maybe a lot of songs, if they're just freestyling on stage, they will go from here to here to here with the notes.
Dirtface just said rap about my slutty whore ex-wife.
I can't rap about that.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Can we, all the other ones, rap about Keith Justice? How do you feel about that?
Keith Justice?
Yeah. What? Yeah, let's talk about Keith Justice. Alright, give me some.
What rhymes with kill, spill, dill, pickles?
Let's talk about justice. Yo, Keith, what's this? Let's talk about justice, what's this? When you do something, then you pop shit. What was Keith Justice, man? You bet not drop that gum up out your hand. Yo, you drop that and we gonna drop you. Stop that, this is Keith, justice. Yo, what happens when you pop shit? Not shit, no, you die. You jaywalk, we spray talk. We spray that hammer, get you off, dog. This is Keith's justice. Don't drop that McDonald's out your window, homie. You get stopped up, you get popped up, show me. Your hands, put them out the car. Now open up the door, man, please step out, you're a whore. Are you giving him head in the car? That's illegal, people. This is time for Keith's justice. Yo, what you gonna do? You'll see. Keith's justice. That's me. FMOS. That was fun.
Outstanding.
That was fun.
Ringtone.
That'd be a dope ringtone. Yo, check out my ringtones, by the way, man. I maybe think about my ringtones.
Oh, you have ringtones?
Yeah, I got ringtones on Singular and Verizon. People can go on my like anybody who has like AT&T or Verizon can check out my ringtones, and also I actually have a completely free ringtone on Zedge. Zedge.net is like this crazy like community where you can create your own ringtones, and these international guys that own it just basically hit me up, and you know, I was part of this whole campaign. So it's a free one of my songs. Yeah. Remember the one song I brought up here a while ago? You know, I just fuck her, you fuck with her. I just stuck her, you stuck with her. Remember that line?
Yeah.
That ringtone's on there. So
cool.
Sweet. Yeah. That was fun.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, Matt, you didn't mess up, bro. You did great.
Yeah, I mean, I played the same.
You're drunk enough. That's what it is. He had enough liquor. Beer versus liquor.
You can put me down for hot. Both gentlemen, very hot.
Matt, also,
you did your thing, man.
I liked it very much. And I'll tell you what, I don't care if you got nervous or what. Your handoff was very professional, and I liked it very much.
Very good, very good.
No, I did very bad.
He's gay.
Of course, you did bad. You're an artist.
Yeah, right.
But I just want to point out that Matt is like the endless guy of endless talent.
Joe, this is like crazy. He can do everything. Yeah. He's doing everything right now.
Like, you think that it's like, oh, all right, he makes films, and then it's like, well, he does sound on
he
it.
Does
he's
sound,
directing.
Right.
Now he's playing a guitar. Now he's, you know, writing a script. Like, just it's never ending. It's such a room full of talent.
He's like, you want some violin on that? Hold on. You want some cello on that? You want a little? What do you want? You want my ukulele? You want some of that?
So let me ask you this, youngin. We have about 500 people watching right now. Was that your biggest audience so far?
Yeah.
500 people, but going on 1,000 listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And of course, you know, when they download, it's going to be much more. But just live.
Oh yeah, it's going to be downloadable.
Of course.
Yeah. Young,
you're sort of a big deal. You're sort of a big deal today, youngin.
Word, it's like a record deal almost.
I'm sure you'll sleep thinking the same thing. Yeah, all right.
We'll wait till later where Keith breaks you down and has you confessing things.
You're in.
Tell me.
Oh, so, okay. So let's talk about camping real quick.
All right, let's talk about camping.
Okay.
Wait. Let's talk about the email that you sent me about camping.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about that shit.
What did I do?
I think she writes such good emails. Like I was saying,
nobody
like, she's
reads
the tactful
them.
One. But then, yeah, I think yeah, everybody's really everybody loves laughing at him. What was it? Because I don't
do
know.
You remember? Do you remember?
I don't. I don't know. I'm not sure what we're laughing about, but I know it's justified.
She sent me, let me tell you, Keith and Hamna, they always send me invitations to everything. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, you guys have made me feel so much a part of you guys' dope inner circle. I really appreciate it, you know. It's definitely a good look for your affirmative action status. Also, I want to tell you that.
Well, you
but
did work.
As Keith wipes his brow. Listen, so, you know, they sent me an invite for the camping. And in the invite, Kim, that you wrote, we love for you to come. Does your manager come camping with you too? That shit had me crying.
Just asking.
Because you guys got to see it, man. My manager comes in. She sits behind me on the couch. And she's like all like in the cut, like investigating everything.
I get
so
15% of that hot dog.
It's so, so funny. But I'm totally pumped. Let's talk about the camping trip.
Have you been camping? Is camping your thing? Because we just discovered camping while we were dating each other through friends. So the first time we ever went camping, I don't know, Keith, did you go camping before the pig roast?
No, I mean, that's beyond real camping. So definitely not like that. I don't think so. I never did it with my family, so I can't.
I've never done it. That's not my family's thing at all. So, but the first time we went camping, it was like we didn't have a tent. We borrowed a tent. It wasn't on camping ground. It was ridiculous. They're roasting a huge pit. Like, it was camping.
What was it? Oh, it was
no
camping.
No bathroom.
Yeah.
But we loved
so crazy.
It.
I mean, yeah, we loved it, and they're roasting a whole pig.
Like, for 2 days,
and
you
know. I'll tell you what,
I'm digging a pit.
Is...
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Samuel
I'm,
Jackson.
I'm,
wait, so this was like the first time for you guys?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like a crazy introduction.
Well,
to
we're
me.
Also with, we're also with a bunch of people. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
we didn't
okay,
even
okay.
know how to put up a tent, but you know,
you got the people out.
We could have people help.
Yeah, sure. We couldn't have done this by ourselves because we didn't even know how to put up a tent right. at all. Like, and we didn't know that the tent that we had was like so old school. We had like a cartoon tent that was triangular, and everyone has a dome. Like, we don't even know what we're doing. So we did that. And we did that for a couple of years in a row because they did it every Memorial Day. And then last year, our friend invited us to some campgrounds, where this is on some actual campgrounds. And I'm like, well, I didn't think it would be so different, but they have showers, they have bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
The mosquitoes are minimal because they spray the thing down. The ground is level. Everyone has their own spot. There's a pit for fire. And Keith and I looked at each other like, we could do this. You know, this is like...
Yeah, that's more, yeah.
This is just, you know, putting your bed outside. It's not really it's not really that bad. And so this past Memorial
Camping
Day...
Camping equipment is a quarter mile down the road.
Exactly, yeah. If you forget something, you can have pizza at, like, the corner store.
Okay,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's not that hard. So we went by ourselves Memorial Day weekend just to be like, you know what, this is away from computers. It's away from everything. It's a cheap vacation. And we went. So this is going to be, like, now we're organizing it because now we're camping, you know, geniuses. So, have you been?
I've been camping a couple of times.
What kind of camping? Do you have
like,
the equipment?
One was like the cabin kind of deal.
Mm.
And then you go out hiking.
Cabin.
The cabin deal with the little bunk bed kind of situation. And you go out hiking and do all of that stuff. And you kind of stay out the night. And then in the morning you go back to the cabin. One of those kind of things.
Is it where we went? Or is camping not a black person thing? Like, because I, you know, there's not
camping's not a black.
Is that what it is? Because you know, you only notice how it's segregated when you're like, oh shit, there's a black person. Like, I wasn't thinking about it, but I'm like, oh Jesus.
Yeah, it's interesting enough though. Camping is
well because
so
where we
fun.
Went, like Keith was a black person.
Keith was a black person.
Like, where
that's like the equivalent.
The last place we went, I was like, wow, these are the whitest people in the world. They're like just above albino. Everyone. And they look like they all live here.
Yeah,
that's odd.
Yeah, it's hillbillies, and there is a difference. And they have that hillbilly fat. You ever see that? Where
what's that?
Where it's like your forearms fat, and then your upper arms not, but on your other side it's vice versa. You know, it makes no sense.
Depends on how
sense.
The truck is. You know,
yeah. I mean, you are fucking family. You just are. You know, it reminds me of where I'm from. Like, it's not that disgusting. You know, there's definitely hot chicks there, but I'm definitely from the country, and I went back for a high school reunion,
uh-huh.
and you find out everybody that.
that this, you, it's a town where you, it's a small town in Pennsylvania, and you, close to Pittsburgh, but a small town, you either get the fuck out right away or you stay there forever. And you find out, like, everybody's dating their high school lover. Like, that would be, that's nice when you hear that story, hearing again, like, oh, that's sweet. But the whole town did it. I said this many times, as if God made a magical town that he put all you together to find each other. That's fantastic. But that's not the way it works. And guess what? Eventually, oops, your fucking family. Your fucking family.
Without even knowing it, only because if there's only 1,000 people in the town.
And 10 of you, there's only 10 last names. There's a, how many Hostetlers and Millers can there be?
Yeah. Somebody made a, Winter made a good point in the chat. She was basically saying that, that it depends on what state you live in. Like, she lives in Washington. A lot of people go camping. I think that that's what it is, though, too, because I have, friends, black friends who live like in Washington State, and they go camping a lot and do all of those kind of outdoorsy things. But like when you're from the city, you don't really get, you know, you don't really get out to camp a lot. You know what I mean? Like during the summer when I used to go to like different camps and stuff, I would, you know, it would be like trips, apple picking, pumpkin picking, but it wouldn't be like we're going camping for like 3-4 days.
Apple
picking. I only did that like 2 or 3 times. I've only been camping like 2 times, and it wasn't like hardcore. Like I watched like. I'd be watching, like, Bear Grylls and, like, my other dude, the dude that goes, like, what's the name of that show? When he goes out there and they leave him for 7 days.
Wilderness Man, something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
I love that
bullshit,
show.
By the
no,
way.
No, not Bear Grylls and his bullshit. The other guy. The guy, I think he's real.
I like the guy that's real.
Yeah, yeah, he's real.
Whoever the
Survivor
fuck
Man,
mean.
Survivor Man. Survivor Man is the name of that
Survivor
show.
Survivor Man's fake.
My dude on Survivor Man is official. What? He's
sorry.
Official. He's Fugazi?
Yeah.
Fugazi.
Dude. I used to watch him like, yo, he gets it popping. Like, I don't have a meal, but strangely enough, this tree bark is edible and I'm going to be eating it tonight. For real. Like, yo.
Because I'm not that hungry. I just had a plate of lasagna. Go fuck yourself.
But, nah, I'm really looking forward to camping with you guys. Sounds like
yay.
So much fun. Sounds so much fun.
I like that it's that we're not going with a group of people who are like, this is for real camping, and we, you know, put our things in the trees and blah, blah, blah.
No,
like,
no,
because
no,
what
no.
we really want to do is just kind of hang out with each other, and we can't all rent the same hotel room.
Yeah, my friend Adam was, you know, was talking about camping. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll go with you. He's like, yeah, well, I just went last week, and we had to put our food in a basket and tie it to a tree and turn it up like a wench so it's real high so the bears can't get it. And I'm like, what? Are they
yo, if you
are
guys
they knocking down your tents?
Like, if you guys
no,
tell
I
me
put
that.
The food high in the tree. Oh, what if I want like a quick hot dog? I got to debate if it's worth it. Can you wake up? I need a midnight snack.
Are we going to have to do that, though? Because I'm not coming.
No.
This has been sprayed down with anti-bug shit. Please. You get massages.
This is the kind of place where
you get massages in the forest and shit.
If we see a bear, we can sue. Don't worry about it.
Looking forward to
a whole bunch of ethnics going on a fucking trip. Oh my god, are we gonna have to put our food in the tree? No, I paid for that.
That's so funny.
It would be fun though, like to go there and you and your friends might be the only black people, and just to like jump out and scare people. Because black people like to do that to me. Do you guys do that? Do you
no,
do that to white people on the street?
I don't, but I have
you know you
that
can,
do.
Though. You do know you can?
I don't do that. That shit
Jesus
is whack.
They all nodded their heads.
I don't
fuck
like
yeah.
that shit. Yeah, my people.
I don't like it either, friend.
I have a friend of mine. He's a movie director. He shoots, you know, he does a lot of work, like, you know, all over the country, all over the world, right? It's a black guy. He's from Brooklyn. His name is Benedict Hadley, right? Super talented guy. And it's so funny because what he does is he just came like from like Cannes, right? So he's out there at the film festival, whatever. And, you know, he like meshes in with everybody else, although he's kind of, you know, he's black, so he stands out to a certain extent. But he says in conversations with like these super like high-powered like movie executives and all of these, you know, big people, he purposely says like poignant like little comments to make people nervous. I don't like that shit.
Like what?
He'll say some shit like, oh man, what did he say? Like something that like only, like something that is like so cliche that people believe that only a black person can say. Like certain comments, not like, oh nigga or something like that, but like or some word or something that only black people may be able to say. Like he'll say it and like try to get people like they look uncomfortable. Like he thinks it's funny.
Like I wish we could have watermelon friends.
And he has white friends that know he knows that he does this and they think it's hilarious. And it's like they're running jokes on other white people. I'm like, what kind of crap is that?
I need to know an example because I can't imagine.
He gave an example.
You're a Ken, you're trying to move your career forward, but at the same time, scare people.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I mean, so I want to know. I mean, that's finesse, I think.
Yeah.
Can I say something else? I'll tell you something I would do. I really would do. And it's definitely came from black people, but it would go to all races. That if I was in charge of shit, no more hoodies.
No more hoodies?
I don't like them. I don't like them.
We sell hoodies.
Or if there's a way. Well, wait, I'm in this Keith, world. I'm trying to make a buck.
You guys gave me a hoodie.
Right. I'm trying to make a buck, and I like you.
I work out with that hoodie on.
I'm not here to make the world a better place, but if I was, then I don't know. Maybe there'd be some, as dumb as it sounds, there'd be some kind of law where your hoodie can't go over your eyes. And that would be done in the stitching. You wouldn't have to worry if it falls by accident. That's done in the stitching like you have proper emissions on a car. And, I don't like it. I don't like the hood covering the eyes. I don't like it. To me, wear a ski mask walking down the street. I don't like it. And you're wearing it to look. It's not a style. It's not a style in general.
It's not a style in general.
It's to make me shit myself, and you do. And when you go back to your meetings, please tell them I don't like it.
I think when you wear a hoodie and people can't see you, I think that's kind of. I don't really like that either. I don't think it's a fashion statement at all.
I'm in Harlem. I was dating Kara, and I was seeing this chick, and I was staying at her house.
In Harlem.
Sure.
That's my.
And it's around the Apollo Theater, I know. And I took a disgusting shit that ruined her toilet. She wasn't gonna be back for a couple days or something. But I'm like, oh, I can't leave this. I was thinking about just breaking up right there and then. But I'm like, nah, I kind of like her house. My house has bed bugs. So I go down the street. I don't know where I'm going. I'm looking for a hardware store to get a plunger. And I just go into a liquor store. Maybe that was a bad idea. I don't know. And I see this guy, some guy just, you know, looking through the glass at the liquors. And, you know, I say, excuse me, you know we're a hardware store. What? And I'm like, oh, God. He's like, I scared you, didn't I? I'm like, yeah, that's fucking normal. That's like that, do for flinching. Well, then I'd be a retard if I didn't flinch. Why not? It's like, oh, I scared you, yeah. Just you did scare me. I'm trying to see where a hardware store is.
You don't know where you're at.
I'm like, it's not the most, it's not Brownsville. Like, I know where I'm at, but still, like, you really enjoy this, don't you? From what my great-grandfather did. I'm sorry. Please, can we talk like human beings? I don't like, please talk to them. Please talk to them. That's all. By the way, getting back to the hot or not real quick, Aaron asks, slavery, hot or not?
Slavery, not hot.
It was hot, and therefore I say
it was hot outside. It was hot as hell outside. But not hot, not hot, not hot. Slavery in any form is not hot.
Did you go over what you've been doing with your music lately?
No.
Did I miss that portion?
No.
Can I get filled in?
And one more time, just because this has been going on for a while. FMOS, myspace.com/FMOS.
Yep.
I love the CD. I've seen him live. I was saying this.
This is
fantastic.
How we met him. We saw him live, and it was like, what is this?
It was
this?
Amazing. I saw him live. We were going to support Brother Love, and I saw him perform as well. And right then, we talked to him and said, we got to have you on the show. Fantastic. If you can see him live, it's a treat. Meanwhile, buy the CD and start saving a little cash for the new one because it's going to be $5,000. I think it's going to be $5,000.
No,
but, it's going to be a regular CD price, and you're going to want it. It's incredible. You heard what it was. You heard what he does.
Yeah. He just did an infomotion. You probably think it's going to be $5,000, and then you cross out the $5,000.
No, $4,000. No.
$3,999.
Wrong. $2. Don't be stupid. $12.
But yeah, right now, I mean,
because last time I think you were writing a lot more for other people
Yeah, you got a good memory, Kendall. That's crazy.
I might like you a little
bit. Dope. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I was doing a lot of writing, behind the scenes for other artists. You know, it was like one of those, it's like basically, you know, the talented artists that are in the game, you know, hopefully if you get to that point where you can kind of step back and work with other artists and write for, you know, mainstream artists. And try to do some behind-the-scenes stuff. So I've been trying to get into that and doing a lot of writing, trying to get into other people's projects. Like, at that time, I think I was writing records for, like, Danity Kane and a couple of different, like, artists that were coming out, some pop records. And, you know, I just work with talented singers and... Oh, I'm too low. Talented singers and, you know, just doing that.
Are you still doing that?
I actually stopped doing that to start working on my project. So, you know, I also work with hip-hop artists. You know, I would, like, a lot of hip-hop artists that were, like... working on their new projects, I basically would, like, fly. Maybe, like, if they were out of town, I'd fly out to their crib, and we would, like, sit and work in their home studios and write hip-hop records and just kind of throw back and forth ideas and just be creative. And, you know, that's kind of fun also. And what I did basically after, you know, I did that for a while, and then about 2 months ago, I think it was right when Youngin started. We had started working on this new project, and the new project is getting ready to come out towards the end of the month. And it's called Rest in Peace, New York.
Rest in Peace, New York.
It's called Rest
Wait
in Peace, New
minute.
York.
Oh. Wait a
You brought it back to stab the shit out of it.
It's called Rest in Peace, New York.
So,
and,
so first
you know,
was Bringing New York Back.
My last project was called Bringing New York Back for you guys that...
Do you have beef with New York
that don't
now?
Know. I have absolutely no beef with New York.
Can you explain the title now or do we have to wait?
No, I will totally explain the title now. You know, for the people that are listening now, the title Rest in Peace, New York is basically, you know... Right now, New York has really lost its identity and its swagger in terms of, you know,
but
in terms of originality.
I'm so
in terms
confused.
Of its originality. It's just basically my analysis on the scene right now is that, you know, what made New York, New York, we've lost that. And it's not to take away anything from anywhere else. And that's, I can't stress that enough. Like, everywhere, there's things that make every place in America and all over the world dope. And what happened was that New York was like a trendsetter for a lot of places and a lot of things. And what happened was New York, now we're starting to follow other places and we're not New York anymore. So what people used to look at us and be like, dag, you know, what's New York doing? Nobody does that anymore. It's because we're not original anymore. And that's basically what the statement is. And Rest in Peace, New York is basically, it's like a... We're at New York's funeral. That's what the concept is.
Yeah, the 25th TGI Fridays annoys you a little bit.
I'm just tired of the lack of originality. I'm tired of people not, you know, really putting themselves into their music. And what they're doing is basically they're putting what they think people are gonna like into their music. You know what I mean? Like that pretentiousness about it, I just can't get with that. You know, I like New York when it was original and we were doing new things, but we were doing new things because we thought it was hot, not because some artist in Atlanta did it in a video and then now everybody in Manhattan is wearing like certain things that, you know, I've seen in a video from a down south artist. I just really can't get with it, you know?
How far along in the
process?
I'm just about done, guys.
It's
just
actually really coming out the end of the month?
It really is coming out the beginning of July. Right after the latest it'll come out is right after we come from that camping trip.
Nice.
Maybe we could work on a song by the campfire. That'd be hot.
That'd be
Keith,
awesome.
Keith, you down with that?
I was assuming you meant Henda, of course.
no, it's got to be it got to be all you guys. No.
I think you meant a real project. But sure.
But yeah, it's you know, it's a great, great project, and basically it's a concept CD, and basically we're at New York's funeral, and what would New York's funeral be like? If New York was dead, who would come to the funeral? What would the pastor say? What would the funeral be about? What would be the energy at that funeral? That's what Rest in Peace New York is all about. And it's a great concept CD. And, you know, in terms of the music that's on it, the music that's on it is, like, just great New York records. Not stuff that's like, oh, my God, this sounds like some, like, he's trying to be old, but this is 2008. No, it's just great music from a great New York artist that's original and that's going to just give you new stuff. And it's dope. And you know, Youngin's on a couple of records.
Oh,
we got some cool. Really great records. And like I said earlier, I shot a video for one of my records about 2 weeks ago. It was called Fresh Starts with an F. And you know, I actually get a look at that first edit for that video on Sunday. So we'll see how it looks. I'm really nervous. I've never been this nervous in my life.
Wow.
About seeing what this video looks like.
Who came up with the concept of the video?
It was a combination of myself and the director.
But you can yay or nay stuff too, right?
In terms of what? In terms of the edit? Once I get it back?
In terms of the edit.
No? It's kind of tight. I mean, because that's really what you're paying that person for, is to be able to put their artistic spin on it.
Could you pay him to re-edit?
I'm sure I could, but if you have someone who's doing it begrudgingly, you don't really want that. You know what I mean? It's like somebody saying, oh, that verse is whack, F-Mos, go rewrite it again. You know what I mean? Like... Right. You may not get what you want, so, you know...
But at the same time, you're going to know. You're going to know this 2 seconds, huh?
Yeah, but you know what it is that, you know, I think for the small stuff, yes, but, you know, when I got with him, I knew that creatively he was the guy. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all good. I'm just nervous because it was so much hard work and it was such like a blitz of work. And, you know, I don't even know what it's going to look like because I was working so hard on it. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, and like right now, my project that's out now is, you know, Bringing New York Back. And, you know, like I said, that project, Bringing New York Back, for all you guys who are checking it out on iTunes right now or checking it out on myspace.com/FMOS, you know, Bringing New York Back is really my statement about, you know, just bringing back the originality in New York music and really trying to take a stance that there are great New York artists out there right now doing good music. And it's not all about, like, killing everybody on my block or selling every drug or having a connect with the Colombian cartels. It's just about dope music from an artist that's from the hood, that can relate to the hood, but I can relate to anywhere. So it's a dope CD. I think you guys will love it.
Sounds good. Are you seeing anyone right now?
Seeing them like every day?
I knew.
I guess there's your answer.
I knew that he would have some kind of smart answer for it.
Seem like I'm doing the dishes right now.
Wow.
What's going on, Fmos?
Am I seeing someone?
You're seeing somebody. What's going on?
No, I'm not really seeing anyone right
now. Nah, what's going on?
I'm not seeing anyone right now. But, you know, I met this girl recently.
If this girl heard you say that, would that go...
Nah, no, she wouldn't.
You have to talk to her in the hallway
after.
She
could say nada. No, she wouldn't say anything.
She knows to shut her mouth.
No, I don't even get... She don't even... You stir the pot. You're good at that. This is why this show is so popular. You guys stir the pot. Great. You guys do a good job. Nah, just, you know, I'm I've met a girl I kind of jive with. It's nothing serious.
How long ago did you see her? How long ago did you see her?
Oh, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
She coming camping?
Huh? Nah, she's not coming camping. Listen, guys, am I going to be going on this thing and it's like, is it going to be like at least a girl for me? Who's going? I got to tell you guys, I have a crush on Patrice. I want to talk about that.
She's coming.
She's coming?
Mm-hmm. All right,
I have a crush on her.
All right.
Is she listening? Because I have like a semi-crush on her. I was watching you guys' DVD. And
she likes white
I never
guys,
saw
but
her.
I think that you're...
It's okay. I'll just look at her. It'll be like the little campfire and I'll just be staring at her like, I'll wear my glasses in the dark.
She'll like it. You don't scare me like white guys don't. And I mean that with all respect.
She, I was checking out the DVD and I was like, oh, she's cute.
Mm. She's coming actually last year, the last camping trip that we did, that was her first camping trip ever. She's just learning how to swim. Her whole thing was like, black people don't camp. All right, fine, I'm coming. Black people don't go down the river. Fine, I'm going. And then it was like every step that we took, she's like, black people don't do that. I'm like, you want to come anyway? Yeah.
That's good. That's dope. I mean, I wouldn't bring a girl, though, because she may mess up the chemistry of the trip. That's one thing. You got to really know, like, who you're bringing where.
Yeah, how long is it?
Well, we're going to leave on the Thursday, the 3rd.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to go because it avoids some sort of...
We've never spent that many days together.
Right.
That may be overload.
Yeah. Hey, what's something is like when you're on a camping trip or any kind of holiday, I don't know, but you're with the chick, like she's not your steady or something like that, and some stupid thing happens 12 hours into it, you know, and you're like, now what do I just do? You know, do I keep when we keep making hot dogs, we keep fake fighting.
Dude,
I hope I get a blowjob in the woods by somebody
I hate
else. But
that.
This, you know
I
what
hate
I mean?
That that's the worst. That's so funny because one time I was dating this girl. It was like serious though. You know, at that time it was like really serious. And you know, I had already, you know, we were supposed to be going on vacation during the summertime. So I like booked this this vacation. We're going to Dominican Republic. We have been beefing and beefing and beefing, but I had already paid for it, you know? So I'm like, shit. I'm like, yo, I got to make the best out of this, you know? So what
and plus, she's going to look really good in her bathing suit.
Yeah, nah, I was, like, totally disgusted with any concept of her at that time. It was because her attitude.
Damn.
It was not her. It was her attitude, you know? It was just kind of weird. So anyway, we're on a plane, and, you know, she was acting really funky on the plane, and I was like, look. I was like, if this isn't going to work out, just tell me right now you can get off the plane. Because I didn't want to go out there where and she had a funky attitude.
This is you're sitting down on the plane.
In front of everybody. I was like, yo, I was like, if you don't want to go, you can get off the plane right now. I just told her. Like, what else could I tell her? I was getting ready to go to Dominican Republic.
And you got to explain this in court while you hijacked. Like, well, let me tell you how much money I had.
We got out the DR and you know, she was still acting the same. But it was crazy. I had met up with a whole bunch of people from all over the country. And we had, like, it was, like, this ill, like, pool, like, international pool tournament. Like, everybody was playing pool and whatever. And I just was wound up, I was hanging out with this guy who played for Manchester United. And, you know, I had super fun. I had a lot of fun. And then we got home and we broke up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of attitude is this?
Do you pretend, do you guys have fun and somehow surprise? You know what I mean?
Like, did we have fun? No, I had fun with like some. I met like a dude from DC and his girl. I met these two guys from Europe, and they, you know, one of them played for Manchester United, and the other one was like his friend. You know, met some, you know, other, you know, guys from London. It was cool. It was cool. I had a good time. I was just meshing with them. Some guys from Cali,
you know,
and then the Dominican girls. But you know what was so bad? Because I had this girl with me, I couldn't do anything with the girls.
Right.
And this one girl, she wasn't like working in the hotel. She was like basically visiting. No, I'm good. I'll send Youngin. It's fine.
What's that?
I'll send Youngin. It's fine. Right. You're the host. I basically, this girl was like totally like digging me. And every time we'd be in a club in the nighttime in Dominican Republic, it was crazy because she was giving me like the super, like, I want to take your clothes off look. And I'm like, yo, I'm with this girl who doesn't want to be here with me. I don't want to be here with her. And I want to be with that girl. And then, like, the girl started getting, like, really aggressive with, like, we were in a club and she walked past me and was, like, grabbing my arm. And I was like, yo, if my crazy Spanish girlfriend sees this, we're going to be on the Dominican news because you're going to be done Keith Justice style. So, I mean, just interesting, man. It just made me think about that. You got to really make sure you're taking the right person on any vacation.
True.
You know? You take somebody who doesn't want to go out and do anything. Like, say, for example, you come to, like, if you go, you like to go out and do things, and you go out on vacation with somebody, they don't want to go anywhere. That's lame.
It was the beginning of our relationship, mine and Keith. I said...
Oh, I'll turn it off.
And I said, my friend's having a party, and he just kind of looked weird. And I was like, I know I said party. Party's a good thing, right?
How did this come up?
Well, when you take a person to the wrong place or the person doesn't vibe once you get to the other thing. And I didn't really understand it. It was in Long Island. And if you're not from New York, if you're in the boroughs, you can make your way home if you're done with whatever it is that you're doing. If you're in Long Island, there's schedules for railroads and it's a whole to-do. And Keith was broke and it's like...
Flat broke. Like, you know how chicks usually kind of understood, but chicks usually don't understand flat, bro. Like, you'll be with a girl and like, you know, hey, I'm doing this thing. Just grab a subway and come see me. I'm like, yeah, well, this is awkward. You might not want to talk to me again. I'm flat broke right now. This is a tough week, and I literally have no money. Okay, I'm not, just go take a. Oh, first it was like a cab, and it's like, okay, just take a subway. I'm like, I'm not exaggerating. I really have no money. It's quite pathetic. Just get on a subway. What the fuck? Wow. All right.
So I remember this is a little embarrassing. He was absolutely flat broke. And I think his roommate just stole money from him. And my best friend was, she was just losing her roommate and had like 2 months in between where her boyfriend was going to move with her or something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, you're having trouble with your roommate, move in with my. It was like, it was a lot, I think, for a man to handle, like, okay, I just met this girl, and I'm leaning a little bit too hard on her. And he didn't have money, and we were going to go to a job. I was now hooking him up with jobs as well. And I was like, okay, I see you. And he wouldn't talk. He would just stare. He would just be like, the uncomfortable stare. And I'm like, doot-doot-doot, something's wrong with this person. And I'm like, something's wrong. And he would stare. And I'm like, okay, the party can't be bad. It's that you might not know anybody, and what if, you know, your friends or you don't... He's like, yeah. And he would like... And he's like, whoa, how'd you get that? And I'm like, well, you're just staring at me. So I gotta say something. Right. And then it's like... And also, it's in Long Island, so you feel like you won't be able to go anywhere. What if you don't like it? I'm like, okay, here's a 20. If you don't like it, I know how to get you to the railroad, and you go wherever you need to go, because I think this is going to be a great party.
But isn't that funny? Like... Like, I'm sure I took it to end it, but what kind of asshole would really use that money? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Baby, sorry, can you drive me here? Yeah, no, that's right. This kind of sucks.
Oh, I wouldn't drive
Thanks
you.
For the money, though.
but you know, it is like Long Island is like, oh, my God, I'm going to be somewhere, you know, and I don't even know where it is. Whatever. We go over there, and suddenly Keith is having a good time, and I see his face go like, well, how did this happen? I don't know anybody here. I just met you, basically, and then it was like a turning, and then something weird happened at the party. It was a very hot day, and he had a Corona bottle. We're sitting right next to each other on this bench thing, and across from us is a person talking to us. I put my hand, he puts his beer in between his legs. I put my hand on his beer, and I didn't notice I was moving it on the beer, and so now it looks like it's very, you know,
suggestive.
Yeah, but I didn't realize what I was doing is this is a cold beer. Like, oh, it's a cold beer. Let me just, you know, like how you wipe it on your brow or whatever, and I didn't notice that at all.
Meanwhile, the guy across from us is talking about how he just broke up with his wife, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Keith feels very uncomfortable. Like, we can't be lovey-dovey when somebody else is just kind of... Which I think...
That was considerate.
It makes a lot of sense, absolutely. Yeah, like, I don't like being too smushy in front of people because it's like, okay, I thought we were all hanging out, not us two and these guys. So then So he goes inside to get another drink, and I think I came with him, and like his whole vibe changed. And it's the beginning of our relationship again, and I don't think Keith was used to people going, hey, your vibe changed, you know?
Right.
So, and I didn't say that, because I understand not to say that to somebody wearing a sleeveless Harvard shirt. So I go, okay, what's wrong? He's like, no, everything's cool, whatever. I'm like, well, you can't tell me that. You can't. Like, just go ahead and say it. What's going to happen if you say it? Just
you
go ahead and say it.
I'm thinking right then, really, like, to me, this I did not deal with anything, and to me, this is just a weird thing to talk about. This relationship is over. I thought we were done that day.
Yeah, and as soon as you tell me, then that clears up that we're done, like to both of us, right?
What do you mean?
Like if I say, "Go ahead and tell me," right. You're like, "Well, okay, I'm going to tell you. It was nice seeing you."
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's why, because Keith used to literally walk away from relationships. Like,
we're talking about
walk
that.
Away
yeah.
from relationships.
You said that, though.
I've
you
never
said
heard
that earlier
of this.
That you have gotten up on dates and just walked out.
And I've walked out, yeah. I've yeah. also literally ran away.
Bye! It's not you, me!
So,
I'm an asshole!
So I didn't think this was such a big deal. I just want to know. And I, you know, later, of course, I find out to him we're about to be over and, like, you know, 5 dates in or something. So he tells me, he's like, well, I was really uncomfortable. You were putting your hand. Like, why would you make some jerk-off thing happen while we're talking to this nice man that I just met? I don't know what kind of relationship you have with him, but
this nice gentleman.
Yeah, this
I
is
said.
Really rude. And I'm like, oh my god, I totally didn't realize how rude of me. It wasn't, you know, I was like, wow, I'm really sorry. I really wasn't aware, and I should have been more aware. And then he stared again, and he's like,
hearing the story back, I really sound like such a babe. It really did wear me out. I don't know if there's something else I'm not thinking of, but
no,
it did wear me out.
No, I get it, and I know I was wrong. I just didn't realize that I was wrong. I just think it's funny that it really shows how in relationships you were just like, well, something's wrong, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And it was never like, well, something's wrong and it doesn't have to be wrong. And, you know, not that I'm saying, like, anything could be fixed, because I really don't think that.
And
but,
as we're talking by ourselves inside the house, all I'm thinking is I am more and more a freak. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Nothing's wrong. Forget it. And I'm like, now I got a super breakup with you, because how can this go anymore? Well, just tell me. I'm going to tell you, but now it's not that big a deal. So I'm a super weirdo. Now you're going to super duper break up with me. Like, this whole thing is getting worse and worse until I fucking say it. I'm embarrassed. Just let me take that cab we were talking about. Then finally, I don't know, we talk. And that was like a weird turning point for me.
Well, the coolest thing
or
is...
Or upward point for me, I guess.
Well, the coolest thing is like... Who's ever open to that idea? If you're so used to just walking away on one fight, to not walk away on a fight when somebody does actually make sense, or you do have a normal conversation. Because I've been to, like, a lot of guys don't understand their, you know, walking through right. certain things or whatever, and then that'll happen, and somehow it won't set a precedent. Okay, this was cool. Don't you think it could be cool again? But for you, it set a precedent, like, okay, from now on, this is it. And I think that was the coolest thing. And I think that you are the only one in the history where it's like, okay, now we move on from here. We don't pretend we move on. And we don't, you know, yeah. There was no reverting.
It's
so
very
really
healthy
cool.
and weird.
It involved cab me, rides yeah. and I'm railroads.
Like, so people talk then. I don't fucking get it. All right. No, I like her. I like somebody that... it's amazing. It's weird amazing when it happens for the first time. A chick that calls you on the bullshit. And you get it or you don't. If it hasn't happened to you yet, you just don't get it. I don't mean a girl that's just bitchy. You know, there's a big difference. But I'm like, well, that is refreshing. Why did I say that stupid shit?
Well, but also...
I wouldn't want... Why would I want to be with somebody that I can trick or just be stupid with. You know what I mean? I'm not a magician. I'm not a scammer. I'm not tricking you. But I just said something stupid. And no, I'm glad your brain didn't go, let's just let that go. That's all. So you're okay is my point.
I love you.
I like you. KeithandTheGirl.com